When Hillary Clinton accepted President Obama's offer to become Secretary of State in 2009, she embarked on a remarkable journey that would span 4 years, nearly a million miles of travel across 112 countries, and some of the most consequential diplomatic decisions of the 21st century. What made this partnership particularly fascinating was that just months earlier, they had been fierce rivals in a grueling primary campaign. Their team of rivals approach evolved into what President Obama later described as an unrivaled team that reshaped American foreign policy during one of America's most challenging periods. Clinton's approach to diplomacy centered on the concept of smart power, an integrated strategy combining diplomatic, economic, military, legal, and cultural tools to advance American interests. Rather than relying solely on military might or traditional diplomacy, she sought to engage with civil society, strengthen alliances, and build coalitions around shared challenges. This comprehensive approach proved especially valuable as America navigated complex relationships with rising powers like China while addressing global threats from climate change to terrorism. What's particularly striking about Clinton's tenure is how she broke with tradition from the very beginning. Her first trip wasn't to Europe or the Middle East, but to Asia, signaling a strategic pivot that recognized where much of the 21st century's history would be written. This decision reflected a calculated understanding that America's economic recovery, security partnerships, and future prosperity were increasingly tied to the Asia-Pacific region. The U.S.-China relationship required delicate balance, neither ally nor adversary. Managing it demanded both principled leadership and tactical flexibility to avoid either conflict or exploitation. Clinton worked with two key counterparts, the thoughtful State Counselor Dai Bing-guo, who became a trusted contact, and Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi, a proud nationalist who often took harder stances. China's traditional hide-and-bide approach shifted after the 2009 financial crisis, leading to increased assertiveness. At the 2010 ASEAN Regional Forum, Clinton countered this by declaring freedom of navigation a U.S. national interest, standing firm against Chinese pressure. The 2011 case of blind activist Chen Guangcheng tested this balance. When he sought refuge at the U.S. embassy before a major summit, Clinton's decisive go-get-him response led to successful negotiations for his safe transfer and eventual U.S. relocation, exemplifying effective diplomatic engagement while upholding human rights. Clinton's first meeting with Aung San Suu Kyi in December 2011 was productive, with Suu Kyi seeking assurances about American support for reforms. Clinton pledged to match action for action through diplomatic recognition and eased sanctions. The engagement strategy balanced input from both parties. Republican Senator McConnell advocated for democracy, while Democratic Senator Webb argued against sanctions that had increased Chinese influence. President Thein Sein's decision to halt a Chinese dam project on the Irrawaddy River signaled potential reform. Clinton's landmark 2011 visit, the first by a Secretary of State in 50 years, revealed Thein Sein's reform mindset. In Rangoon, she visited the Shwedagon Pagoda and met Suu Kyi at her former prison home. The breakthrough culminated in President Obama's 2012 visit, celebrated by cheering crowds. The Afghanistan conflict deeply divided Obama's administration in 2009 over troop deployment strategy. While Biden opposed the Pentagon's surge proposal, favoring a smaller counterterrorism focus, Obama ultimately approved 30,000 additional troops with an 18-month withdrawal timeline. Relations with Afghan President Hamid Karzai required careful diplomacy. Clinton developed a productive rapport through respect and courtesy, notably during Afghanistan's contested 2009 election when she and Senator John Kerry convinced Karzai to accept UN monitoring and a runoff vote. The manhunt for Osama bin Laden reached its climax on May 1, 2011, when intelligence located him in Abbottabad, Pakistan. Officials considered three options: alerting Pakistan, bombing the compound, or sending in special operations forces. Clinton supported the riskiest but most definitive option, the Special Operations Raid. The operation succeeded, with bin Laden confirmed dead, EKI. The SEALs' careful protection of civilians during the mission, including moving women and children to safety before destroying their damaged helicopter, demonstrated American values even in this critical operation. In January 2011, Clinton warned Arab leaders in Doha that their regimes were sitting on a powder keg. The next day, Tunisia's President Ben Ali fled amid protests sparked by Mohamed Bouazizi's self-immolation. The uprising spread to Egypt, where mounting protests forced Mubarak to step down on February 11th. When Clinton visited Tahrir Square weeks later, she found Egyptian activists proud but politically unprepared, a weakness that ultimately benefited either the Muslim Brotherhood or military. Libya presented the next crisis as Gaddafi's forces threatened Benghazi. The Obama administration's stance shifted when the Arab League requested UN intervention, unprecedented for an organization of autocrats. Obama agreed to military action under two conditions: UN Security Council approval and primary involvement from allies. The intervention succeeded within days, destroying Libya's air defenses and saving Benghazi. While critics called it leading from behind, the mission showcased American diplomatic and military leadership in building an effective coalition. Clinton's commitment to human rights was sparked by hearing Dr. Martin Luther King in Chicago. Her landmark 1995 Beijing speech equated women's rights with human rights, and as Secretary of State, she appointed the first ambassador at large for global women's issues, using data to link women's participation to enhanced security. Her advocacy extended to LGBT rights, confronting Uganda's President Museveni after activist David Kato's murder. Her Geneva Declaration that gay rights are human rights resonated at Pride events globally. On climate change, Clinton viewed it as both a security and leadership issue. At the 2009 Copenhagen conference, she and Obama intervened when Chinese Premier Wen held secret meetings, offering $100 billion annually to vulnerable nations contingent on emissions agreements. After Copenhagen's limited success, she shifted to practical initiatives like reducing methane emissions and energy diplomacy, believing incremental progress could drive meaningful change. Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State transformed American diplomacy through smart power and global engagement. Key achievements included the Asia pivot, Burma's democratic opening, bin Laden's capture, and elevating women's rights and climate change in foreign policy. The 2012 Benghazi attack, which claimed 4 American lives, including Ambassador Chris Stevens, marked a tragic loss. Her diplomatic approach balanced idealism with pragmatism, requiring difficult trade-offs, whether dealing with China, Taliban negotiations, or the Arab Spring. She often had to accept imperfect compromises to advance American interests while upholding core values. As she looked ahead in 2014, anticipating becoming a grandmother, Clinton saw Americans facing crucial decisions about their global role. The nation's future would depend on learning from history, defending values, and addressing domestic challenges from economic inequality to political gridlock. Whatever her political future held, she remained optimistic about America's potential if its people and leaders were ready to make necessary hard choices.